Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, New York, Thursday night, and we were going to have a guest tonight, but we had a change of plan. Devin Fernandez will be here next week with the Third Eye Insight. So, change in the venue here, and we look forward to having Devin on the program as a special guest next week. So this is our Independence Day show, night show. Well, yeah, because, well, the show comes on at night, so it's Independence Day night show. Actually, you can listen to this show in the archives time you want. People have died for independence. People have abandoned their country to find in search of independence. People have been made disabled in fighting for independence. And the whole thing of this country is based on independence. Then why is it that we who are disabled and elderly and who become disabled do not have our independence? Well, there's one main reason why. And that reason is financial. Because the monies that are there to help us are controlled and dispersed by agencies. They're not controlled and supervised by the person who needs the help. And that's why we don't have independence. And I believe, Inner Sight believes, I should say, that one of the biggest mistakes the disabled community has made is to keep on asking the government for more money, more money, more money. You know, because with more money comes more control. And not only that, the money can be taken away. If the government puts it there, the government can take it away. So that's why we propose a whole different system, that the money that the government actually owes us. Now, let me explain that. They owe us the money to give us independence because they didn't make everything the way they should have when it was built. They left us out. They claim they didn't know, you know, which to me is a bunch of bull. I don't believe that. Disabled people have been around for thousands and thousands of years. So the money that they owe us to be independent is not being used in the right way. Now, we have so many examples of that. We just sent out two tweets today on the Twitter of examples of that. One of them about the service dog schools and the other one about the nursing homes. And let's take the up-and-coming celebration of the Americans with Disability Act that's going to be taking place in less than a month now. Where is the money behind that act, that law? Who has the money? And where's the enforcement? How can you have independence of a people without enforcement of the law that's supposed to be there to protect us? All right? There's no money behind the ADA. There's no enforcement. there's no power behind the ADA. And the way the whole thing is constructed is ridiculous. So you've got to, you have to decide, are you going to celebrate a law that doesn't protect you? I mean, I won't. You know, I don't feel protected by the Americans with Disability Act. The many times that I've been discriminated against as a blind disabled person, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. So there's a blow against our independence, this Americans with Disability Act that doesn't give us protection and power. I mean, you've heard us say many, many times on this show, a person in a wheelchair rolls up to a place and they can't get in. You know, if they're lucky, they might be able to get in the back way. But to me, that's insulting. You know, so they can't get in. There's nobody to really call to enforce for any kind of enforcement or to let these people know that, you know, you're violating the law. And then there's so many stipulations. If the building is a certain amount of years old, the law doesn't even apply. Now, what kind of a thing is that? Doesn't the law apply to all dwellings? The so-called able-bodied people can get in? People don't have to deal with that. So there's no money. There's no enforcement. We propose that the agencies, every agency in this country that's supposed to help people, should have a fund to help things accessible. And of course, the government should put up half of that money, at least, maybe even more, to make up for what they didn't do. So there you would have independence if the money was there to do that, and if there was a law that dictates, that says, you know, if you don't do it, you can be in big trouble. And you could even be arrested and go to jail because you're interfering with someone's life. All right? That's the belief of Inner Sight, and that's how we view the Americans with Disability Act and what, how it should operate. You heard on this show a few nights ago, our co-host, Suzanne, was in the hospital, and she's looking into it to see if there is a legal case. She couldn't even get into the bathroom in her hospital room. I mean, how is that independence? There's no independence in that. You got to go to the bathroom. You can't get in the damn place. And then to be embarrassed with people having to have visual sight of her, you know, using the commode and all that and being able to see that, that's horrible, especially for a woman. You know, be horrible for a guy, too. So there's no money, there's no enforcement, and there's nothing that the courts or the politicians. We've met with politicians on the ADA many a time, and they refuse to do a damn thing about it. So that's one way, one blow, and it's a big one, that interferes with our independence, because it's not set up right. It's not set up with power and funding behind it to make it happen, and reflects on the lives of millions and millions of people. And it's a big reason why many, many disabled can't get a job, too. Inner Sight and our Independence Day show tonight, and when we come back, we'll tell you how it's impossible to be independent when you're dealing with a service dog school. All right, live. Let's see. Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You have any civil rights questions or you believe you've been discriminated against, give him a call. 516-783-9662. Want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue for helping all those beautiful Akitas. And speaking of dogs, we urge the politicians to get moving on our idea. Put the dog at the door with a trained officer and a trained dog to detect firearms and people who want to enter the building. Put a metal detector inside the door. That way you'd have a double protection. Dog outside and the metal detector inside. So there's something that the politicians could do, and it wouldn't cost much money. Millions of dogs all over this country that could serve in that capacity. All right, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And let's see, 609-388-7004 on the number if you want to adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all those who perished in Texas, our hearts go out to the families. And go an extra mile for a child. That's the saying that the politicians should embrace and get these dogs trained to protect children in the schools. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we urge you to use that number. Let us know what's going on, especially those caught up in nursing homes. We are determined to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. It's one of our biggest goals. The petition is up. You want to read it, change.org. Put in Inner Sight and you'll find the petition over there. And also the petition on the service dog schools. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. You got to thank Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. And I want to thank my good friend Olga Murray for helping Inner Sight and her recent $100 donation. We thank the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILO. Spoke to Joe Delgado today, who is the executive director. They have the petition. They're going over it. And we're going forward. I'd like to get 1 million names on that petition over the summer. It would be a miracle, wouldn't it? We can do it. Help us. Go to change.org. Sign the petition on the nursing homes. Help us turn them into accessible housing. This whole country is in need of housing. Those nursing homes are being used for the wrong purpose. And our news conference in September will spell that out in more detail. All right, Inner Sight. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. Call my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. And let him know you need the food. If you're disabled and you have a problem getting to his location, let him know. Sometimes he can accommodate you and get the food brought to your home. Yes, independence. That word means a lot to millions and millions of people. And that word needs to be improved upon for the disabled. It needs to be enforced. I'll give you a classic example. You're blind. You go to a guide dog school. You train with the dog 3 weeks. You go through rigorous training, so rigorous that they want a medical clearance from you that you can do it. At the end of 3 weeks, you're told you can't have the dog. There's no appeal system. There's no hearing system. There's no evidence presented in a courtroom. There's no other side other than the school side. There's no lawyers questioning the trainers and the whoever is involved in the decision. And you've trained with this dog, you've bonded with this dog, and now they take away your independence. And there's no law to protect you. Does that happen to anyone but us? I don't know of anyone else that that happens to. Nobody could interfere with somebody's independence, especially when it comes to their eyesight and their safety, which the guide dog is. Nobody could interfere with that and get away with it. It only happens to us. And it's outrageous. And more and more people are beginning to realize that what Inner Sight is saying is true. That there should be a law. You know, you go on a waiting list for a service dog. You could be a year or more. You don't even know if they've trained a dog for you, or if they're looking for one, if they have one. Where's the guarantee of independence? Independence should be guaranteed, especially in this country. And we don't have it. And the politicians refuse, the head state senator, and we met with the Congress, our congressman. And they're doing absolutely nothing to remedy this situation and to give us our independence. So there you have a situation that really is horrible. I mean, the agency that trained the dog, they can raise anywhere from 50 to 100 grand to train a dog. They keep the money. Person who goes through the training, who's denied, has nothing. And then they want you to go to another school and go through all that again. You know? Without protection. One woman went to 3 schools. Years. Because in between schools, you gotta wait. Let the law protect us. We spoke about the Americans with Disability Act. That doesn't do a thing when you're denied a service dog either. By the way, the phones here are not open, but if you want to be on the show, call the Inner Sight number. We have a new system here is working. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave your number, and I'll try to retrieve it and get back to you on our Independence Day show. And it's really horrendous what we have to go through. You know, you have to allow strangers to come into your home when you're in need of home health care. You have to deal with a situation where the money is not controlled by you. In other words, you don't pay the person. Some agency pays them. And you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So where's the independence on that one? We've had so many mishaps with that. So many stories. One woman with one of our advocates tried to kill her cats because she had some kind of stupid belief. Another person left the disabled person and left the door open and left the house and left the person with no help. There's all kinds of mishaps that are going on because we don't have the protection and the independence. And the way the system is set up. You know, it's really strange because we have to recertify for all these programs every so often. You know. But we don't have the right to recertify the people that are helping us, supposedly helping us. We don't have that right, but they have the right to interfere in our personal business. Now, I don't call that independence. You know, I think it's horrible that an agency has the right to interfere with your business and have the money sent to them, you know, and hold that over your head. In other words, if you don't cooperate with them, they can use that leverage against you, the fact that they have the money. There's no independence in that. So we need to change the way this system operates. And of course, talking about the horrible nursing homes. Talk about losing your independence. That's got to be the ultimate. You know, because you're in there, you're neglected, you're abused, and you lose your money, your pension. If you have a home, they'll take that. Whatever resources you have, they're taken from you in these horrible nursing homes. And the agencies stand by and let it happen, though. At least the independent living centers try to do something about it. But they're limited, and their hands are tied. As a matter of fact, today, spoke with the head of the independent living here in Suffolk County, and I said to him, I said, Jose, I said, why don't you give me a job? I don't need a lot of money. I said, give me a job as a liaison to close down nursing homes. He said he can't. He can't do that. Sure, he can't do that. They'd put him out of business. You know? You can't blame the people. They got jobs over there. They want to work, make a living. I don't blame them. I blame the politicians who allow it to happen and do nothing about it. So you can't even have someone working for one of these agencies who's determined to get rid of these nursing homes. There's a big reason why there's no independence for the disabled. Why isn't there someone, an inner sight, is doing that? We're doing that on our own. We don't get any money from the state. And even if we did, we would still do it. Because the whole thing has to come out. What they're doing to people here. It's horrible. But there's a big reason why there's no independence in connection with these nursing homes, because not one agency has anyone dedicated and working to getting rid of these nursing homes. They can get somebody out, but the nursing homes are still there. And how many people go in numbers that come out? You know, the number, I'm sure, is far greater, the people going in, than who come out. And of course, there's no guarantee you're going to stay out, because again, the money controlled by the people who want to put you in the nursing home. Inner Sight and Independence, tomorrow night is our Firecracker Funnies. Tomorrow night. Let's see. Let me go down the week here. Monday night. This coming Monday, by the way, will be off. 4th of July. Monday night is Mad or Glad, normally. Tuesday is open mic. 8:30 here in New York. Inner Sight. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And in that connection, we urge everyone who is in a nursing home or anyone who's trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home to hook up with us and call us. You know, let's expose the whole thing. Let's try to get help for the party you're trying to keep out of the nursing home. Maybe we could do a fundraiser and get it in the newspapers. That would be a way to bring this situation to the attention of the public. That's what we need, because people are paying taxes for these nursing homes, and that money is being wasted. Thursday night is a different subject. Next Thursday we'll have Devin Fernandez, who is the president of Third Eye Insight, and we'll tell you all about that next week. And of course, Friday is the funnies, all right? Hey, we're brought to you by Able News. You want to learn about nursing homes or any other issue on the disabled? Read Able News on and about the disabled, where disabled people have priority. And they've been around, what, almost 30 years? Different articles and columns. On the disabled. Excuse me, I'm taking a gulp of water here. And got a calendar of events. Different articles, the headline on the Able News will give you some good insight of what's going on. So read Able News. You can get a free subscription online with Able News. Angela Melanie is the editor-in-chief, good friend of mine. Thank you, Angela. Talking about independence. Coming up on the 4th of July, all right, and a people yet to get their independence, the disabled, the elderly, and those who will become disabled, and those who will fall into the hands and the trap of the nursing home system. So what do you do about it? How do the people become disabled? Independent, I should say. How do the people become independent when the resources are there for that independence? But the government has, in many, many ways, blocked our independence. We talked about the service dog schools. We talked about the nursing homes. We talked about the Americans with Disability Act. There's three main ways that our independence is blocked, because there's no teeth in the law, and because the money is not used in the right way. Well, I think the only way to change it, letting the public know that through this system, not only we are being done a great injustice, but you are. You, the public, you, the people who pay for these services, when the number of the payment and the number can be greatly reduced and keep people in a safer environment in their own home, in talking about the nursing homes. You got to reroute the money. You know, you got to get it into the hands of the people who need it. And, you know, again, not to abuse that system, not to just let people take the money and do what they want with it. No. It has to all be stipulated as a specific purpose for the money. So it can't be used for anything else. We don't want to take away protection of the law. We want more protection. And that's what one of the biggest things that Inner Sight is about. Making it so that people can be more independent. Now, one big thing that could happen here, a person who's more independent and can run their own life had the better chance at getting a job. And now that person can pay taxes. And, you know, what about the idea of the money into the system? In other words, if the money was set up so that a person could have it in a debit card for their home health aid and choose their own home health aid and pay them. You know, and undoubtedly be a lot safer because of it. The benefits, you know, that person could be given a job allotment of a sum of money through these agencies. Now get a job or work from home. And another situation that we face is losing our benefits. There should be a lobby in Washington that would prevent that from happening. Nobody should have the right to interfere with a disabled person's benefits. We have earned that money. That money belongs to us. What little the government gives us. So there you have another reason why we can't be independent, because you got to watch everything you do. I mean, what would happen if Inner Sight had big money, let's say millions and millions of dollars, and we wanted to help disabled people, at least maybe in our community, monthly, and say, hey, you know, we got an extra $500 for you. We know that come the second or third week in the month, probably don't have any money. You know, so we're fundraising, and we got an extra $500 to keep you going until the next money comes in. Now, if we did that, you know what would happen? The government would get wind of that, and people would lose their benefits. They'd either lose their food benefits, or they would be cut. You know, oh, now you're going to get $500 a month. Therefore, we have to recalculate your budget, recertify you. You see? You see what that does to our independence? The law should protect people from that. Nobody should have the right to interfere with someone's benefits. You have to change the whole criteria on that. It shouldn't be based on disability. It shouldn't be based on income. It should be based on disability. Yeah, let them figure it out in accordance with income. How much you work, how much you're going to get. All right? That part I agree. But that's it. You know? You leave it there. You know, you figure it out. You arrive at a sum of money that the person is getting because they worked. And that should be cemented in and not be touched. You know, of course, then if the government wants to increase it, that's different. That robs you from your independence when people have the right to butt into your business and say, hey, you got an extra $500. We got to redo the whole thing and see what we can take away from you. That's horrible. That's not helping us. That's not giving us more independence. So there you have it. And by the way, if you want to comment, 631-224-3090 on the inner site number. We don't have our regular call-in number tonight. I don't know what happened to our co-host, but she never got on the line. All right, inner site, 843, New York. Independence Day coming up, and when you observe the fireworks, festivities, or whatever it is, if you're going to celebrate, remember, be grateful that you have your independence, because millions of us don't. You know, millions of us do not. We're still fighting for our independence. And what we're doing in connection with these nursing homes, we're trying to turn them into accessible housing. That helps everyone, not just us who are disabled or elderly. But it helps everyone, because in the future, when that money is rerouted, and it's a lot of money, $192 billion was the budget 2020. I don't know what the current budget is, but we'll try to find out. But that money has to be rerouted to help people stay in their own home. And with our idea, the government would eventually be unburdened. We spoke about it last night, the different ways that the different ideas we have, the funding available. If you go to the petition on change.org, you can read all about that. All the ideas are included in the petition. So, embrace your independence. Be grateful that you have it. You don't want to lose it. Most of us have already lost it, because of the way this system operates. But we're fighting for it, and we're going to get it. Because I believe that this country wants us to have independence. You got to find the right people to make it happen. And we're working on that. We've found some of them already. So if Catholic Independent Living Organization. I believe the Third Eye Organization is with us. And we urge every agency to embrace this idea of independence and use it. Start fundraising. Agencies, most of them are allowed to fundraise, as far as I know. Start fundraising to give people protection in their own home. Make some money available for that. You can start helping the people who are struggling to keep their loved ones or friends out of nursing homes. Start with that. Inner sight will help. Anyone out there who wants our help, contact us. We have an email, by the way. No attachments. Can't get attachments, but innersight@pmpmail.com. And no attachments. Send us an email, and we'll set up a phone conversation and explain to us what's going on, and we'll do whatever we can to help. We have the support of SILO, the independent living here in Suffolk County. Fighting for independence right here in this country, happening right here with the millions of us who don't have independence. Anyone who's in a wheelchair, who rolls down any street in this country and can't get into any place, doesn't have their independence. And that works all the way down the line. Same with the Americans with Disability Act that doesn't protect us. We don't have our independence. The service dog schools deny us a dog without a law. We don't have our independence. People can take away our disability money when we're still disabled. We don't have our independence. So join with us. Celebrate Independence Day. And be grateful that you got yours. Because millions of us don't. Inner Sight. All right, we'll be with you. Let's see. What tomorrow night is our funny show. And Louie will be here tomorrow night with his craziness. Louie the Lip, we call him. Oh, we're going to tell you tomorrow night about Jimmy Dinigan, one of my old school buddies, who brought some firecrackers to school. He had to smuggle them in. I'll never forget it. And I brought a couple of, I used to be an amateur chemist. I made my own firecrackers and brought them in to school. I'll tell you about that tomorrow night. And our friend Gabriel will be here. We'll tell you about his episode behind the library. That ought to be interesting. Gabriel behind the library. Tell you about that. And we'll have some Lauren Hardy and maybe some old goofing off with Sanford and Son. Right here live on Inner Sight. on the Friday Firecracker Follies. Yeah. Now be careful with those firecrackers. You know, watch out for the children. Remember, go an extra mile for a child. We used to have when we were kids, we had the sparklers, you know. You'd light them up and they'd sparkle and you could hold them. They were pretty safe, but you had to be careful. Independence is precious. And people fight for it. Some people even go to prison for it. So cherish your independence and be grateful. Help inner sight to bring about independence for about 30 million disabled people in this country, maybe more. Might be more than 30 million. Every person has a right, should have a right to be independent. And with the various ideas you heard us describing throughout this show, once they're put into place, every person will be independent. So it's a dream. Person said to me, "Oh, you're a dreamer." I said, "Sure, I'm a dreamer. Gotta be a dreamer." And then she added, "Well, you're a dreamer, but that's all right." Yeah, well, dreams come true. We need everybody to join us who believes in independence and freedom. Well, they both go together. Independence and freedom go together. Once this system is transformed into a better way, people not only will have independence, they'll have their freedom to come and go as they please, to be able to live their lives in a better way and stay healthier. Being in your own home is a hell of a lot healthier than being in a germ-ridden, filthy nursing home. And that's what it is a lot of times. So this independence, go to change.org, look at the petitions, nursing home one and the service dog, two major entities that are stopping our independence. And we determine to stop them from doing it. Independence Day, because we love this country. Maybe millions of us who are disabled can't serve in the same way in the military, but we can serve in another way. We can free up that $196 billion that's being wasted in nursing homes that'll help everybody. And we can create a law to protect people who denied service dogs, not only to protect the people, protect the dogs. We can make it so a person can roll down any street and have access to everything that everybody else has access to. And I mean everything. And we can make it so that a disabled person can keep their disability money for as long as they're disabled, no matter what. And nobody has a right to tamper with that money. That money belongs to us. It's part of us. We've earned it. So Inner Sight truly means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And we thank all our friends for helping us, sticking with us. We're looking forward to our up-and-coming news conference. Our up-and-coming news conference in September to draw attention to that we want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. All those people, total independence in their own home with the help they need. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Give us more. Inner Sight and independence.